Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Teak, everybody knows that we are the authority on hockey. Nobody knows hockey like us, and nobody can just say, you know what? We got to get our buddy PK Subban on the phone. Let's call up the Preds and make sure it happens. Well, we dropped the request, and here we go. Our buddy's back. It's been a little bit, but PK Subban is back here on Tiki and Tierney. PK, what's going on, buddy? How you been?
Nothing much. I'm happy to be back. You guys are a big deal, man. So when you throw up the request, you know, I'm sure that very rarely do people decline. So I had to make sure I answered the bell.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for inflating our ego. Uh-huh. First of all, congratulations on the success from last year. I don't think we talked to you after the season. And also the success from the regular season this year. Is it different for you guys? Last year you go into the postseason as a five seed, a lower seed, and you defied expectations and got all the way to the finals. This year, you got the target on your back. Does it feel different for you guys?
Not necessarily, because the league is kind of going through a transition, I think, the past few seasons. And we've seen two teams kind of early, and both great teams, but in Anaheim and L.A., that play sort of that heavier style, that heavy grinding game. Now the game is all about speed and skill, and it's younger. There's a lot of young players in the league now, and most of the best players are young players as well. When we say young, I'm talking, you know, players in their 20s, 21, 22, you know, 23. Some players 19, 18, that young. So it's going through a transition, and you got young players that are coming in that want to make a name for themselves, and you can't take them lightly. So, you know, players coming in the league now are in better shape and understand the game better than they ever have. So, you know, for our hockey club, we've gotten a better in a lot of different areas, but mainly in that experience, you know, getting Nick Bonino, a guy who's won two cups, getting Scott Hartnell, a guy who's been around a long time, has played for Peter Laviolette, in Philly, and has played in Nashville before. And then you talk about the big trades and picking up a guy like Kyle Turris, and any team that you talk to about, you know, depth down the middle, how important that is huge. And since that trade, I think our team has taken another step forward. But we definitely realize that teams are gunning for us. And going into the second round against Winnipeg, you know, they're a team that we look at, you know, just like us. They got the depth, they got the speed, the skill, and the physicality. So it should be a tight series.
Now, you're young and you're fast, as you were just explaining to us, but your goaltender, man, he's getting close to our age, I think. He's 34, 35 years old, but he's timeless. He led the league in shutouts this year, I think, with 8 goals against average, is in the top 10 or so. I mean, this guy is timeless. How's he still doing it so well and so effectively?
Well, you know, and I've had the pleasure of playing in front of, some great goaltenders, going way, way back to Yaroslav Halak when I started my career, and he went on that amazing run, and we beat the two top-seeded teams in the league in the first two rounds as an 8-seeded team. And, you know, he had a game, I think, where he'd made 60-plus saves or something like that. And, you know, transitioning from him to Carey Price, who's won, you know, Vezina MVP in Montreal, and now coming to Nashville. And, you know, this year, I mean, I don't think there's any question that he'll be the Vezina winner. But, you know, if it doesn't happen, I can come back on and talk about that. But, he should be that guy because he deserves it, and he's played that well, and he's performed well. I think that our team as well has been great all year. I think that when we did get rocky and we haven't been playing our best, we didn't stray too far off the path. You got to give a lot of leadership group to our coaching staff and leadership group that have done a good job of kind of keeping us focused all year. And now it's go time. So he's been great for us. He was great in a big, big game for us in game 6 in the first round where he got a shutout. And he's the backbone of this hockey club and this organization, and he has been for a long time.
No doubt. Talking to PK Subban with us here, National Preds. Nashville Preds, of course, outstanding defenseman. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. So I got to get to the bottom of something here, PK, because if I was on the Vegas Golden Knights, I think I'd be released in a week because I don't even think I'd make it to the rink. I mean, can you explain now? You played them, I believe you guys played each other 3 times, but only once in Vegas, and we all know your brother's a backup on the team. What is the dynamic when you guys roll into the city? Honestly, just give us the real scoop here. What are the guys doing? Not just your team, but, you know, you get into McCarran. Was it McCarran Airport, I think it is? Or were you guys private? You guys take the private jets. What in the world is a little Vegas stint like for the NHL players? What do you guys do?
Well, you know, firstly, I'll say with all the lockouts that we've had in the NHL, and, you know, there's been so much talk around the NHL and the growth of the league, and, you know, we hear so much of people that always like to give it to Gary Bettman and the league and in terms of that regard. But, I mean, very few people like to give credit to the league and to people like Gary that make decisions on expansion. And, I mean, who's going to argue the decision to put a team in Vegas now? I mean, it's a genius move, really, when you think about it. And I remember playing in Vegas. And after the game, even though we had lost, it was a tight game. I remember saying that could have been the best atmosphere I've probably played in my career during the regular season.
Are you serious?
It was that cool.
Wow.
It was that amazing. The energy, you know, and really you shouldn't expect anything less because it is Las Vegas. They know how to put on a show.
Yeah.
But it was just, it was unbelievable. They've really... taking hold of that team and taking pride in having a professional sports team there. And, you know, I'm just excited. I'm happy that hockey got there first before anybody else. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that team's going to be there for a very, 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 very long time. And I think that any team that comes in after it, I think that's secondary. I think the fan base there, people are going to be drawn to the Vegas Knights and look at how well they've done this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they're you know, obviously we're confident with our group, but they're one of the teams that's contending for a cup and a legitimate contender. So, you know, anything can happen, but it's been great. And it is fun going to Vegas, obviously. My brother's there. But, you know, it's been special. It's been special around that team.
Yeah, but when you talk about the energy, see, that's interesting because there's two different types of energy. And, of course, that's the great P.K. Subban with us here on Tiki and Tierney from the Preds getting ready for their second-round matchup. They got Winnipeg coming up. They just bounced Colorado. The energy, there's the spectacle aspect, like, you know, before the puck drops, the lights and the showgirls and the dancing. But then there's, you know, the intellect of the fans that you get in Boston and for the Rangers and in Montreal and all the great hockey. Most of them are great hockey cities. And Nashville is one of them as well. But do the fans, because I thought they'd be a lot of transient fans, like people coming in for work or for business functions. Hey, all right, I got some tickets. I'll go watch. But they actually know the flow of the game, and they sound like educated hockey fans, you're telling me?
Well, listen to me. I've only played in that arena once.
Yep.
But everything tells me that it's a consistent fan base, and I don't know much about Vegas other than the Strip, because whenever I go,
you don't need to know anything else.
it's about the awards, right? So yeah. I've been to the NHL awards a couple times. That's the only time I've really had a chance to go to Vegas. I mean, I think I went there once only on vacation, like in my lifetime. So I haven't spent a ton of time there. Mm-hmm. But from what I know, there's a lot of people that live in Vegas that don't live on the Strip. So that was news to me. I was like, I didn't really know that. But their fan base is strong.
Nice.
Like, it's very strong.
Okay.
Very strong. It's been great.
And as your brother can attest to, because you've only played each other one time, there's not a lot of Caribbean Canadians, and that is people of color in the National Hockey League, but there's two of them from the same family. You played against your brother, and you lost. I mean, 4-3.
Oh, no, he was,
you had one
you know
shot. He knocked it away. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, PK, weak.
One shot. Well, I got to tell you, their team, listen to me, it was like a playoff game. Like, there were guys that were putting their faces, like, they were not going to let me see that net. So, you know, and you know what? That really is the story of their team. Like, I've just been watching from afar, and because of my brother plays on the team, I pay a little closer attention. And, you know, I love the coach there. Gerard Gallant was my assistant coach in Montreal. He's the head coach there now, and he's done a phenomenal job. And whenever I see him behind a bench, I always want to see him do well, except for us. And I'm not surprised that the players play for him the way that they do because he's that great. But, you know, I look at their team, and I'm not taking anything away from their team, but when they put that team together, nobody was looking at that team and saying, oh, they got a bunch of superstars. No, you know, I think that that's why they're in the position that they're in. They just come and outwork teams.
Yeah.
They outwork teams. And for a fan base, you talk about fan base, it's easy for a fan base to be drawn to a team that has guys that just come up to work every night.
Yep.
And, you know, even when they lose, a lot of times they outwork teams. And I think that that's the type of team they are. They hold each other accountable. Everyone gets treated the same. And, you know, sometimes in professional sports, you know, when you have star players, sometimes guys expect star treatment. I don't think that's the case there, and that's why their team has done so well. But that game, Malcolm was unbelievable. You know, he was lights out, like lights out. I think he had made almost 60 saves or 50-something saves in the game. Yeah, he was lights out. We didn't get one past him in the shootout, so he was dialed in. He may have even thrown a wink at me at one point. I said,
insult to injury, man. Insult to injury.
Is that Patrick Juan? And I said, no, that's my brother. I don't know why he's winking at me.
Wow.
Hey, like, PK, we congratulate you on the regular season. You guys won the President's Cup, the best record in the NHL. Yeah. And you get through your first round, as BT mentioned, but then hockey does something odd.
I hate this.
You reseed. And so now you guys are taking on Winnipeg Jets, as we've mentioned a couple of times, but they're the number two team in the NHL. Is this fair? And what do you guys think about the reseeding in the postseason?
You know what? I think as well that, like, when I look at it, you know, the league has changed. I never like to get involved in that stuff. Mm-hmm. I just like to keep my mouth shut with the league because I just want to show up and play. And the reality of it is that it doesn't matter if you have to go through the second seed. Does it matter if you lose in the second or third round? No, you want to win the cup.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter when you lose. When you lose, it's just you lost. So it doesn't matter. You want to win the cup. You know, obviously, I think that teams would much rather it be that, hey, listen, you play the best team, you know, that makes it through to the finals, or you should play. If you're the top seeded team, you should always play the lowest seeded team next. But the reality is, in some cases, teams don't like that, because even though a team might have finished lower in the standings, you don't match up well against them, and you'd much prefer to play someone else. So, you know, teams, I find that people only complain when it doesn't work in their best interest. You know, are they going to change the format? I've heard whisperings of people talking about it more and more, so I'll have to wait and see. But, you know, listen, I'm not going to get too much involved in that. The way I look at it is you got to beat the best teams anyway along the line. You're going to have to beat them at some point. And does it matter if it's in the first, second, third, or fourth round? It doesn't.
Yep.
You know, you got to beat them at some point. And that's the way we're going to look at it.
Yep.
You know, we're a confident group. We just got to go out and get the job done. And, you know, that's what we're looking to do here in round two.
Yeah, best way to look at it. Now, we know you won the 2012-2013 Norris Trophy. You are a finalist again, so congratulations, PK. And appreciate you joining us, man, giving us the insight on what's going on in the NHL.
All right, thanks, guys. Hopefully the next time I talk to you guys, I'll have to get your addresses to send you an invite to the cup party.
So definitely. Definitely.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. All right, boys?
Brother. You send the invite, we're cashing that in. We're coming. Thanks, PK.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. Five-time All-Stars. Tiki just said Norris Trophy a couple of years back. Game one is on Friday. Game two is Sunday. They host Winnipeg. He's really a great guy.
He's awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.